Recorded Books presents People Love Dead Jews. Reports from a Haunted Present by Dara Horn. Narrated by Exie Sands. Introduction. In the Haunted Present. Sometimes your body is someone else's haunted house. Other people look at you and can only see the dead. I first discovered this at age 17, in the most trivial of moments, at an academic quiz bowl tournament in Nashville, Tennessee, where, as the only girl from New Jersey high school, I shared a hotel room with two girls from Mississippi. We were strangers and competitors pretending to be friends. One night, we stayed up late chatting about our favorite childhood TV shows, about how we had each believed that Mr. Rogers was personally addressing us through the screen. We laughed together until one girl said, "It's like Jesus. Even if he didn't know my name when he was dying on the cross, I still know he loved me, and if he knew my name, he would have loved me too." The other girl squealed, "I know, right? It's just like Jesus." Then the two of them, full of messianic joy, looked at me. I said nothing, a very loud nothing. The girls waited, uncomfortable, until one braved the silence. "It seems like people up north are much less religious," she tried. "How often do you go to church?" It so happened that I was very religious. My family attended synagogue services weekly, or even more than that. My parents were volunteer lay leaders in our congregation, and I had a job chanting publicly from the Torah scroll for the children's congregation every Saturday morning, which effectively meant that I knew large swaths of the five books of Moses in the original Hebrew by heart. On Sundays, I spent 4 hours learning ancient Jewish legal texts at a program for teenagers at a rabbinical school in New York, and from 8 to 10 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday, I studied Hebrew language in a local adult education class. My public school closed for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but my siblings and I also skipped school for holidays like Sukkot, Simchat Torah, Passover, and Shavuot. I read works of Jewish philosophy for fun, tracking medieval and modern arguments about the nature of God. I often privately began and ended my days with traditional Hebrew prayers. All of this and more required an enormous amount of countercultural effort, education, and commitment on the part of my family that vastly exceeded merely going to church. But I sensed that this being the central pillar of my experience as a human being, was irrelevant to the question these girls were asking me. I mumbled something about a synagogue and tried to think of a way to steer us back to Mr. Rogers, but now the girls were staring at me, gaping in disbelief. "You," one of the girls stammered, you have blonde hair." The second girl inspected me, squinting at my face in a way that made me wonder if I had acne. "And what color are your eyes?" "Blue," I said. The first girl said, "I thought Hitler said you all were dark." In retrospect, I can imagine many ways I might have felt about this statement, but at the time, I was only baffled. I pictured my hand on the quiz bowl buzzer I'd been pounding all week and provided the correct answer. Hitler was full of shit. After a pause that lasted an eternity, one girl meekly offered, "I guess you're kind of right." "Kind of." The other girl doubled down, demanding an explanation for my eye color if I were from the Middle East, but I was done being nice, if being nice meant defending my own face. I left the room, confused. That night, I blurted to my mother from a hotel payphone, "I don't get it. These girls made it to the Nationals. These are the smart people, and they're getting their information from Hitler?" My mother sighed, a long, tired sigh. "I know," she said without elaborating. "I know." My mother was the age then that I am now. And now I know, too. Those girls were not stupid, and probably not even bigoted, but in their entirely typical and well-intentioned education, they had learned about Jews mainly because people had killed Jews. Like most people in the world, they had only encountered dead Jews, people whose sole attribute was that they had been murdered, and whose murder served a clear purpose, which was to teach us something. Jews were people who, for moral and educational purposes, were supposed to be dead. It took me many years to understand that those girls were not entirely wrong to look at me and think only of a terrifying past. I often felt haunted, too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?